Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Head basketball coach of the University of Maryland Terrapins. Let's welcome in Coach Buzz Williams. Coach, how are you feeling this morning?
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing all right, man. And we'll go back to Saturday's game against Iowa. And, you know, when McCaffrey was the coach, they used to run and gun and fire up bazillion shots. I guess McCollum has kind of slowed the tempo down a little bit, but still they did a very good job. As you know, you were on the sidelines shooting the basketball. Sturts is a really good player. What was the scouting report against Iowa going into that game on Saturday, Buzz?
Yeah, it was really good. I really enjoyed studying Coach. I've learned from him when he was a Division II coach. I didn't follow him or his team as much last year at Drake. Seven of those guys were with him in Division II and in Division I with him at Drake. You mentioned number 14. Who is a really tough shot maker and tough shot taker. They've lost 5 Division I games in their career, obviously, with the one being at Iowa earlier in the week at Michigan State. A very unique offense, all designed around 14. They're the slowest power four team in the country, so you play late clock almost every possession. I think they were 364th. In tempo entering Saturday's game. So very unique offense, all centered around number 14. All of the other four players, whoever they are that are on the team with them on the court, everything centers around 14. So our game plan was around 14 and how we were going to handle all of the different actions that they run. So it was a really good learning opportunity for our group. You know, last week, was the first week that we had 10 players healthy that we could practice 5-on-5 for the first time since Halloween. So our results in Iowa were not what we want or what the fans deserve. But the momentum from the lessons learned in Sunday and Monday's practice leading into the adjustments we made as a team, being healthy for the first time in Tuesday's game, and then doing all of the changes required to have a chance to win at Iowa, specifically versus 14. There was a lot of momentum in those lessons and the execution of those lessons. And our staff's done a really good job in gaining momentum from those lessons. And we anticipate there'll be some good momentum from lessons learned into results. But you've got to get momentum in the lessons learned before you get momentum in the results.
Buzz Williams, head basketball coach, University of Maryland, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turnovers, and you mentioned, Coach, you know, that 10-on-10 or the 5-on-5, having healthy bodies to have these full practices has been rare for you, but 18 more turnovers. Iowa made you pay for them for the most part. How does this get alleviated? Because I'm assuming you're not going, hey, turn the ball over as much as you possibly can and put us at a defensive disadvantage.
All of that is intertwined. We're in the conference room now. We've had a lot of staff meetings over the last month relative to the creativity required without 10 players. And now that we have 10 healthy players, now we're kind of doing what we should have been doing or want to be doing in October. We're really behind in our normal preseason install, what we want to do offensively, what we want to do defensively. And our guys have missed so many reps. None of that is justification for the results, for this institution, for the longtime season ticket holders, for historically the success that this program has had. Some of that, I should have done a better job. Some of that has been out of our control. But to your point, we have to eliminate the frequency at which we're turning the ball over, because that compounds into not getting our defense set, no matter the opponent. But on Saturday, what would happen is we would turn the ball over, as you mentioned, 18 times in the slowest game that we've played this season versus the slowest team we will play all season. And now they're going to keep the ball for 30 seconds before they shoot it, with 14 probably shooting it under 10 seconds on the clock. And then can you finish with an offensive rebound, or do they get it? We're making progress in things, but the thing that we have to eliminate is, can we make layups? We're doing a really good job of getting to the rim. We're doing among the nation's worst at finishing at the rim. But if we don't get to the rim, we do get fouled, and we're getting fouled at a high rate. But the thing that's hurting our offense the most and is correlating to hurting our defenses, we're giving the ball to the other team too much.
Buzz Williams, head basketball coach, University of Maryland. Buzz, you got Michigan obviously coming up on Saturday. National TV, probably going to be ranked number one when the polls come out today. They're putting up offensive numbers going back to when Glenn Rice was drilling threes back in the late 80s. Why are they so dangerous to defend? Because it looks like they have weapons just coming at you in waves right now.
Yes, sir. I know bits and pieces of that. We played them going to go to the Sweet 16 last season, so I remember bits and pieces of the job that Coach May does offensively and defensively. We played him 2 years before when he was at Florida Atlantic, so I'm somewhat familiar with the system. I know they've done an incredible job in high school recruiting and in the portal, and so their talent is elite. And he's a great coach who's doing a fantastic job. We're going to get a little bit deeper into that as the week transpires. It's kind of unique relative to our schedule, and I know you guys know this, but we played 8 games in November, and we played 4 games before Christmas, with 2 of those 4 happening last week. And so we're kind of utilizing this week, next week, and Christmas week, where we only play 1 game a week. We're trying to utilize that almost like training camp for us. So we worked this morning. We're going to work again this afternoon. We're going to do the same thing on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. As much as Michigan will for sure be number one in the things that matter analytically, I don't keep up with the Twitter polls or the things that you mentioned that come out on Monday. But from an analytics standpoint, they will be number one. They are number one. Almost in nearly every category that matters analytically. And as important of an opportunity as that is on Saturday, nation, as you said, national TV and all of those things, we've got so much that we've got to try to focus on with us and our improvement. And we're going to do that today. We're doing that already. We've already had a good first 90 minutes this morning. We'll go a couple hours this afternoon. But we've got to do the same on Tuesday and Thursday. We'll begin to teach a little bit of Michigan on Thursday and Friday. But relative to our guys understanding their roles, their identity that we need to have on both sides of the ball, we're tracking and we're doing a good job in our growth and our accelerated growth. We're just far behind where we should be. And that's not to compare to Michigan, but we've got to utilize these days over the next 3 weeks with only 3 games, where we make improvement on what we need to be with 21, I guess it would be 19 Big Ten regular season games left, with one non-conference games left. We've got to make some great strides on both sides of the ball relative to our identity and our role now that we have healthy bodies over the next 3 weeks.
Buzz Williams, head basketball coach, University of Maryland. Buzz, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy your week, and good luck Saturday night against Michigan.
Were you guys the who interviewed me last week, or were y'all on vacation? Or
I was off last
week. Bob was off last week. It was Nolan and I last week.
Yeah, I thought it went better last week. But maybe when you took a week off, I guess we went 1-1. So we went... We won at home in the cleanest game we've played, and we lost on the road. So maybe it's not correlated.
Well, my bad.
Have a good week.
Let's put it that way.
I appreciate you.
Here's Buzz
Thank
Williams,
you.
Everybody. We'll come back, get to the whip around, and then A.J. Gersh, Box 45, talk about the Ravens' loss yesterday to the Pittsburgh Steelers, which puts them at a disadvantage in the AFC North. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Ravens guaranteed losing record at home. Nobody saw that coming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game, everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
Time of the Whip Around. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Big Ten Championship game, college football this past weekend. It was number one Ohio State versus number two Indiana. And a knock them down, drag them out sort of affair. It was the guy that probably will win the Heisman Trophy, coming through big when needed to do
Becker's
so.
Becker's been a go-to man. Mendoza. Fade. Surratt. Corner! Touchdown! Indiana!
Fox on the call. Fernando Mendoza, touchdown there. 13-10 was the final score. Julian Sayin threw a touchdown there. I mean, they were the top two Heisman candidates.
Yep.
Jeremiah Smith is a guy that probably will be in the consideration next year, assuming he's still around. He had 8 catches for a $1.44, but in the end, the Hoosiers finished the undefeated regular season at 12-0. Cignetti's been brilliant the 2 years there. They've been in the playoffs 2 straight years. They will go into this playoff scenario as the number one team, even though Ohio State is still the favorites to repeat as national
champion. Bob, I'll tell you what, though. They've had... You know, to go to Oregon and win on the road, that was big. And then beating Ohio State, that was – their defense is good, Bob. I mean, I don't know if people thought much of their defense, but I think their defense is a top five defense, you know, and they played like it.
Now, Indiana's in the playoffs. Ohio State's in the playoffs. Notre Dame is not.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame's on the outside looking in as Alabama gets in and they get spanked by Georgia. Miami, who did beat Notre Dame in the first game of the season.
Yep.
Notre Dame lost their first 2 games, won 10 in a row. First 2 games were to Miami and Texas A&M by a very small margin. And then they just puffy pants the rest of the competition. Did the Fighting Irish get hosed for doing nothing? But now you're analyzing a game that happened in August all of a sudden.
Yeah.
The playoff committee here, only because BYU lost. Because if BYU would have beat Texas Tech, they're probably in. They didn't, by the way.
Yeah, you know, and the Texas Tech game was a 1-point game. The Miami game was a 3-point game. I thought the Miami game, I thought they dominated. Miami pretty much dominated the physicality of that game. But, Bob, I mean, you know, Notre Dame was playing a freshman quarterback in his first game on the road at Miami. You know, CJ Carr. So... they got better. He got better as the season went along. So did they get screwed? When you look at it, if you're going to put the 12 best teams... Bob, let's just say this. If it was Notre Dame going to Oregon, Notre Dame would probably be favored. James Madison or whoever it is that they're playing, they're what, 24-point underdog?
Yeah, Tulane's going to Ole Miss.
Yeah, so, you know, do you have the 12 best teams in? No. You know, and that's what they're supposed to do is put the 12 best teams in. I mean, Texas is better than these two teams. Vandy should be. All those teams, they should be ahead of Alabama, too. Alabama's been stinking up the joint lately.
What about Notre Dame declining any sort of bowl invitation?
Yeah, I think they're pissed, Bob. And you know what? Rightfully so. I guess, you know, what people are pissed about, too, is Bob, if Notre Dame gets into the playoff, you know, like if you're in the Big Ten, you got to split it with all teams in your conference. Notre Dame, they keep it all to themselves. So they make a fortune by...
They already got $5 million, something crazy like that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. So they got what the... I don't have... None of their players were going to play any... I mean, I know that for a fact. None of their seniors or Love or any of those guys, they were playing. So they would have been playing all freshmen. You don't want your freshman quarterback playing, you know, with a bunch of backup linemen and stuff and get hurt when you're going to have a hell of a team next year. So I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, and Iowa State tapped out because their coach went to Penn State. K-State tapped out because their coach retired. Yeah. So,
and they got fined $500,000.
Yeah. So that's the landscape of college athletics, especially when it comes to football.
But the Bulls, real quick, the Bulls suck nowadays. You know, nobody plays. You know, like when I played in a bowl game, we went to the Peach Bowl. I mean, Bob, it was like a celebration, and it was awesome. you know, and 25,000 fans from Iowa State came to the game, and it was a big thing. Now, guys don't play. They tap out. You don't
Stadiums
even know
who's
playing.
Stadiums are half empty. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it's a joke now. And, Bob, I think Mel was telling me this morning there's, what, 4, 5, and 7 teams in the bowls this year?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I'd like to be making fun of Maryland's bowl game, but they're not going to one. Yeah. Navy is, though. They got Cincinnati in the Liberty Bowl coming up on January 2nd. Navy taking on Army this Saturday down at M&T Bank Stadium. We'll be doing our show from downtown Baltimore. We'll keep you up to date on that one as the week progresses. That's the Whip Around Video at 88.1057 The Fan. Real quick, this day in Ravens history, 2019 in Buffalo. 2 second-year quarterbacks, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, going head-to-head. Ravens win 24-17. Lamar Jackson, 3 touchdown passes. Nick Boyle, Hayden Hurst, and Willie Snead getting it done. Ravens had 6 sacks on this day. One thing I remember, Nolan, about that game was Marcus Peters drinking a beer with one of the Ravens fans in the stands there up at Rich Stadium or whatever the hell it was called then. But 24-17 Ravens over the Buffalo Bills on their way to the number one seed in the AFC. When we come back, Ravens will not be in the number one seed. Right now, they're on the outside looking into the playoffs. AJ Gersh, Fox 45. Your phone calls at 410-583-1057. News from the Nets coming up top of the hour. Going to hear from John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson, Ronnie Stanley, among others, after the Ravens fall a game behind the Steelers in the AFC.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Going on in the world of the American Football Conference, but here to talk about it, get his thoughts on it from Fox 45. Joining us as he does periodically, and it's always great to have him on. He's a Baltimore kid. He's AJ Gersh. AJ, what's up?
I prefer in the hunt, Bob and Vinny, than outside of the playoff picture. I think that's a little bit more pleasant, right?
Now, I'm not going for pleasant today, yeah. AJ Gersh. We're looking at reality right
no
now.
No pleasantries.
No
pleasantries on this Monday morning, guys.
Where do you stand in the world of blaming refs, umpires, etc.? Because I'll lambaste them in a minute because they do have an impact on the outcome of a game. Just ask the Oriole fans, Richie Garcia, Yankee Stadium, Game 1 ALCS, case in point. Yesterday, a lot of controversy surrounding some calls. So first, two-parter, is it fair to criticize and blame them for outcomes? Or is it just, well, you've kind of dug your own hole and 60 minutes dictates exactly what the outcome will be?
Well, obviously the answer is somewhere a little in the middle there, Bob. But I will lambast officials. I will tell them that they screwed this one up if they screwed it up. And yesterday they screwed it up. I mean, I was talking with my guy Mike Preston after the game. I know he gives out report cards in the Baltimore Sun. And I said, do you ever give out a report card for refs? And he goes, no, I normally don't do that, but they got an F, man. And I'm like, yeah, they got an F. It was just absurd, especially. And John Harbaugh pointed it out post game. The two calls that went against the Ravens that really turned the tide of the game were oxymoronic calls. The catch for Aaron Rodgers that they called a catch instead of an interception for Teddy Buchanan, they said that he had possession of the ball or they called it down by contact instead of him having full possession going to the ground. And then you got a receiver who takes two steps, and they say that, he's not in the end zone due to contact, that they needed a third step to prove that he had possession as he was completing the football move or whatever they want to say. It's just ridiculous that all the nuances of football moves and what is a catch and what isn't a catch, when in reality, when a guy is toe-tapping 1-2 on the sideline, if he has the ball in his hand secured, caught for two tenths of a second, that's a touchdown. And it was a touchdown yesterday as well. So, yeah, I'm a little upset at the calls made, and they did impact the game. Now, was it 20-9 at one point? Yeah, of course. The Ravens dug themselves that 11-point deficit. But they came back and made it 29-27 and were unfairly stripped of a win, in my opinion.
And, AJ, the other one, the Travis Jones play, was even worse because he actually did nothing, and that was a 4-point swing. So otherwise, even with – the likely play, they could have kicked a field goal and taken a lead.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so there really were three calls that went against the Ravens that seriously impacted this game. And all of us, including your guys, I was shooting looks at Tim Barbalace and Ken Wyman and Cordell, who were sitting next to me up in the press box the whole time. We were going, what is going on here? Are you seeing what I'm seeing? Because whatever we're watching, that's not football that we know it.
And, AJ, the thing is, and I told Bob at the beginning of the show, and I watched Harbs' postgame, because if I'd have been Bisciotti, I said, John, go ahead. I'll pay the fine. Go ahead and rip him. That's what I was hoping for, that John would just go off on him. And, hey, Bisciotti writes the check for $100,000 or whatever it is.
Right. Well, I mean, you could tell that he wanted to. Every single guy that we talked to in the locker room after the game, you could tell that they wanted to. Some were a little bit more outspoken than others. I think everyone had the opinion that, that was a touchdown. Yeah, the call on Travis Jones was awful. The interception overturned into Aaron Rodgers to Aaron Rodgers. Catch was awful. And some of them didn't shy away from saying it. Lamar didn't shy away. Henry likely was a little bit more self-critical, which I actually respected, that he got out there and got ahead of it. Now 2 weeks in a row of having drops in crucial moments. But yeah, the guys in the locker room wanted to go off on the refs. I wouldn't have blamed them if they did, but you know how it is, the business of the NFL, and nobody wants to get fined. But yeah, it would have been nice if Bisciotti got on the phone and said, "Hey guys, I really don't care. That was ridiculous. Say what you want."
No doubt about it. Now, since you were down in the locker room, what was kind of the attitude of the players now that they're, you know, behind Pittsburgh and 6-7? What is their mind frame now?
Well, I'll tell you what, Lamar Jackson, first and foremost, I've never seen him more despondent. and I've been in the locker room after playoff losses. It was interesting to see him, you know, hanging out of his locker, head down, talking to Harbaugh, talking to Henry. And then, you know, when he took his questions in the locker room, which normally he's at the podium, but he was kind of gathering his thoughts in the locker room for such an extended period of time that we all just kind of went in there and waited for him. And he was kind of torn apart, because you could tell that he doesn't believe this is a bad football team. He doesn't believe that this is a team in December that has a losing record. But, you know, the matter of fact is, we're here. The Ravens are 6-7. It's December 8th, and they're a losing football team. They're behind in the division, in the weakest division in football in 2025. And, you know, although guys like Lamar, guys like Derrick Henry, like Roquan Smith, Linderbaum, who we talked to, all say, yeah, we got four more games. If we win out, then we go to the playoffs, which is a true statement. Don't get me wrong, it is. But you're playing the Packers, the Patriots, the Bengals, and the Steelers in those four games. So that's going to be a challenge for a team that struggles to win, you know, just some games against the Jets, right? But they do believe that they could still do it. Is that belief coming from a place of la-la land, or is it coming from a place of truth? I don't know.
A.J. Gersh, Fox 45. A.J., of course, he's keeping it positive. They're in the hunt. I'm going with her on the outside looking in. Either way, it's appropriate. AJ, appreciate the time as always. Have fun with John Harbaugh later today.
Yeah, thanks, gentlemen. Thanks, have AJ. a good week full of talking points.
You got that right. Hey, no shortage of those. We'll come back, say hi to Nolan McGraw, take your phone calls, report 10-583-1057. News from the Nest coming up top of the hour. Buy or sell. Where's the early week? What, 3 weeks from Christmas kind of money?
All I know is when Nolan was here, Nolan, tell him. Was green all week, right?
Nothing but up.
Up? Man, I didn't even look at my portfolio at all.
Guess what it is so far today.
Either really? Oh, boy. Buy or sell 12:15, and then Jeffrey Chedia, NFL.com, NFL Network. Talk about the Chiefs already eliminated from winning their division. If they get in, it's going to have to be as a wild card. Get a call in or two. Got Nolan McGraw going to be joining us in a second, so stick around for that. Let's go to Mike in Fort Washington. Mike, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Good morning. I just want to make a quick comment as a season ticket holder for 30 years. On November 15th, 13th, I received another invoice for a ticket increase for the coming season. And I think the fans deserve better. We need a rebate or whatever. And because where I sit on the first row, they charge me even more for my seat. So that message is for management. This team is not what they told us they were going to be, and the fans deserve a lot better. That's all I have to say.
All right, Mike, thanks for the call. I've never been a season ticket holder to the Ravens. I've been an Oriole and Terps season ticket holder, and you know, Orioles did it. They were raised the ticket prices in the midst of a disappointing season. It's like a tone-deaf thing. Now, Nolan, I don't know. Do you know anyone who's a season ticket holder where there hasn't been a ticket increase in a couple of years and this is just kind of a happenstance that it's going down?
I mean, if it's not increasing, it just holds firm for maybe a year. I mean, it's pretty rare to have a price hold firm be beyond a year or two.
Right.
It's always going up. Bad teams are always increasing. Good teams are increasing even more. I mean, it sucks. It's not right. It is tone deaf. But yeah, I mean, that's commonplace in sports, unfortunately.
And I guess,
it's a big reason why the at-home experience continues to mm-hmm. gain more steam than it already has.
You mean at home in your living room?
Yes.
Right.
Correct! You know how many times I had to wait in line to go to the bathroom yesterday? Zero. 0.0. But they did all the renovations to the stadium, mm-hmm. so it always trickles down to the people that walk into the place. But, you know, the Orioles made like an announcement. Hey, we're raising ticket prices. Have fun with all that. And they say, wait a minute, you're in last place. And Ravens fans, I'm assuming they don't want to hear it either. Obviously.
Not when you're 3-5 at home,
right.
You know, and when they go, they're not happy when they leave. You know, I mean, if people are winning, they don't mind spending. But if you're losing, people are like, why should I keep coming if we're going to lose? You know, and they were expecting, like us, Bob, best roster in football. And you talk about disappointment, I'm sure Bashotti's disappointed as hell, too.
Let's get back to the phones. Go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
What's going on, Bob and Vinny? Welcome back, Bob.
Right,
not much, man. Hey, man. Yesterday started off so good, man. Dustin picked me up from the airport yesterday morning. He had the 12-pack Michelob Ultra. And we headed down to the B-More Roundtown tailgate, you know. And then 1 o'clock started. You know, we let a 45-year-old quarterback coming out home in our stadium pick us apart, man.
Yeah. Didn't even get hit.
Yeah. Not one time, man. But, so moving forward, I'm not going to dwell on the things that happened at the game yesterday. I know everybody complaining about that all day to y'all. But the Steelers have the Dolphins coming up, which they can most likely lose. They have the Lions coming up, which they're going to lose to them. We can still probably sneak in this thing because I see us. We got to beat the Bengals, though, and I don't see us beating the Patriots and the Packers. So that last game of the season, well, Steelers should be for the –
he faded out. Even the waves of transmission didn't want to hear that rationalizing of that. At Cincinnati, I'm telling you that now, we'll do our picks on Friday. I'm picking the Bengals. And then New England's coming out here with a chance to be the number one seed in the AFC. Then you go to Green Bay, possibly fighting for the same thing in the NFC. And then the Steelers are going to maybe looking to close out the division if they haven't already clinched it by then. Not that there are any world beaters. And you mentioned it earlier with Achan and this kid who was running all over the Jets, the hapless Jets, who, by the way, were eliminated from playoff competition for the 70,000th straight year. I mean, Miami, if they can do anything, it's run the ball.
That's exactly.
And Pittsburgh can't stop the run. I mean, the Ravens were running all over them yesterday.
Yeah, and Buffalo did the week before that.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, I mean, Miami's got a hell of a chance, and they're on a heater right now. They've won, what, 4 in a row?
Yeah, they're 6-7.
Yeah, they're feeling pretty good about themselves, and they're not out of the playoffs yet either.
Let's go to East Baltimore, Jason. Jason, what's up?
Uncle Bob, Uncle Vinny.
Hey, man.
What's up?
Always good to talk to my guys. But listen to this, man. If you don't think these referees got some kind of bias against the Ravens, I don't know what it is. But if you look at last week, they called the touchdown back from Zay Flowers, ticky-tacky. And this week, they clearly robbed us with the Isaiah Likely touchdown. If you look at the rule book, it says the touchdown in the end zone, you got to secure the ball, you got to get 2 feet in, and you got to make a football move. Well, you look at the football move, the first example they got of one is extend the football. Isaiah Likely had extended the ball for damn near almost 2 seconds. And, it's just crazy to me they was able to call that back. I don't think the Ravens make a big enough noise, you know, when they get holes like this because, I mean, this might have cost us the playoffs. Hopefully it doesn't. But how can they justify taking that touchdown off the board? Because ultimately that cost us the game. Vinny, have you ever seen a play like that happen and they don't even justify why they did it? First of all, his mic was muted. I didn't even hear them say the play was under review. And thirdly, they just took the touchdown off the board, like, go finish playing. I just don't think it's fair, man. And anybody that don't agree with that, I think is being disingenuous because you clearly see that was a touchdown according to their rule book. I'm going to hang up and listen to what y'all got to say. Go Ravens.
Thanks, Jason.
I don't disagree with one word that you said. You know, and it happens all across the league because on Mondays – I don't know if they still write, you know, send in clips of plays that they want to know why, you know, and then you get a letter on Wednesday, oops, sorry, you know, we screwed up kind of thing, you know, and that's just, they were, they're talking about them on national TV, so they got to be a big thing, you know, they're talking about the likely thing, you know, and if they put up the Travis Jones one and then put up the other one too, they're just as bad as that. It was just a bad officiated game. I think the officials have gotten worse. You know, a lot of guys are retired now. You know, a lot of the veterans, they're bringing in a lot of new white hats. And I just think it's some of these guys, the game's too fast for them.
More and more. We were talking with Big Bad Morning Show during the crossover. You're even seeing the rules analyst guys disagreeing with the calls on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah. And usually they have everybody's back. I mean, baseball umpires, as terrible as they can be, they never throw their colleagues under the bus. Steratore, Blandino, Pereira, well, I don't see any reason for a foul in that situation. Even though I think Travis Jones is playing.
No, that was definitely Steratore totally disagreed with that call. And I don't, you know, what sucks is you can't review it, and then Harbs will get a call. You know, he'll get sorry. Yeah, cost us the freaking game.
And as Jason said, you're watching it on my couch. When they were making the call announcing that the touchdown was off the board, his mic did crap out.
Because
even Romo and Nance were like, well, what did he call? And then you saw Harbaugh's reaction. It's like, oops.
Yeah.
They took it off the board. News from the desk coming up next. More of your phone calls coming up. 410-583-1057. Buy or sell. Where's the dough? I guess we're not having any today. We'll count whatever's there and talk about sports objects. 1215. Jeffrey Chedia, NFL.com, NFL Network. The Kansas City Chiefs, they're 6-7, just like the Ravens. Wasn't this supposed to be a championship game preview?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.